So good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today. We want to begin our call to worship by continuing in our study of the last five Psalms that are recorded. And today we move into Psalm 148. And I want to read to you the first several verses because they're all linked together and they provide for us a theme that I want to share with you this morning. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. I want you to see throughout this thing that it's the call of the psalmist for all of the heavenly creations to exalt the name of the Lord. And specifically, he says here in verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. There's two things there. First of all, the name of the Lord, and He commanded that all things. So we have the spoken word, and we have His name that are to be exalted. Now, what I want to point out to you is this. In the last nearly 180 years, in this world, there has been the teaching of humanistic evolution. And its one purpose is to remove the thought from mankind that there is a Creator God. That instead that we are the product of chance. Rather than it being an absolute ruler who created all things and that He is worthy of our praise, let's strip that notion from the minds and hearts of our children, from our adults. Let's remove it from the thinking, and therefore, what is the outcome? God does not receive the praise from His created beings. Now, you have to understand, this is the devil's work. And isn't it interesting here that as he begins this psalm, the psalmist cries out to the heavens, to the angels, to the sun and moon, and all the stars of light, the heavens of heavens and the waters that are above the heavens, let them praise. You think he knows something that we don't know? He understands and knows that that's ultimately where the praise comes from, because as we approach the day of the Lord, whenever the Son of Man cometh, will He find the faith? That understanding that He... By the way, faith is always based upon God and God's veracity, His authority. If we cannot believe God, who can we believe? But evolutionary humanistic thought comes in and says, there is no God. There is no Creator God. This has all happened by chance, and everything that we see here was not the universal creation of a God that spoke it into existence. That's just nonsense. What are they doing? They don't want any praise to go to God. And they have been very successful, have they not? There's just few pockets here and there that praise His holy name. Listen, folks, it's our privilege today to gather here and to praise His holy name, to sing. Are you going to enter into your singing with a heart that desires to give praise to the Lord? Are you going to listen to His word proclaimed today because you want to worship Him and you want to hear what God has to say to you today? Folks, how much has the culture impacted you to where this is just an exercise I do on Sunday and there's no meaning behind it? Listen, He is worthy of our praise. And the psalmist called forth all the heavens and all the created beings in heaven to bring forth His praise. But I also, as we're going to see, is going to call forth those that know God to bring forth praise. And let us do that today in our singing and in our praying and in our worship of Him today.